Absolutely. It's always a part of the, although you mentioned you don't deal with the structures and things like that,
No,
you
but I was
generally pick
asking
the,
a question. Well, here's that one picture with the application, which shows like a plastic bag or something holding rain or debris. And I have no idea because I don't get on top of the roof, you know what I'm saying? And I could not see the hole in the roof from the street. It must be visible from the back of the house. Just how big the hole is, like how many feet
Okay,
wide and depth
Donna,
it is.
I should
Yes.
probably like call the meeting to order and take. Helena, we still have you?
Yeah, I think I'm here.
Okay, yeah,
Okay.
you're right there, Laura. Well,
We
we
need to
got
see your
everybody we need here.
video.
So,
So does
and
Ed. Okay. Well, I'd
so
like to call the
real
meeting
quick,
to order.
I'm not on video.
Okay. Can you get on
That's all
video,
right. As
Ed?
long as we can hear you.
Okay.
So
I
Donna
can see
Leach.
you guys, but I keep. Let me try and go to my other
Okay. Well, you
thing
do
to
that while
get
you're
on.
doing. I'm going to call the meeting to order.
Okay.
And John, would you please take the roll call, please?
I will indeed. Donna Leach.
Here.
Ed Nichols.
Here.
Here. Christine Mackey Ross could not make it. Rob Clark.
Present.
Right there you are, of course. Thank you, Rob. Helen Fuller.
I'm here.
Pete Holness.
I'm here.
Welcome, Pete.
Thank
Chris
you.
Trahan cannot make it, and Councilmember Klein cannot make it either. So we do indeed have a quorum.
And we have Paul here too. Okay, right.
Oh, and of course, Paul. Yes, I just decided to go ahead and make Paul a panelist since he was the only one that was going to be on the meeting. So
we don't want to forget
him.
Okay.
We have no old business since it was a rather hastily called meeting. Thank you again for your availability on a really short time frame.
Thank you.
The one we have tonight is HPC. I'm going to make sure I'm recording this. I am. HPC 23-03-6350 Pershing Avenue. Applicant is Paul Shimley. I'm sorry, I butchered that, Paul.
That's fine. Everybody has.
And he is asking for a new roof in the Parkway District. So, Paul, can you go through your request here momentarily for us?
Yeah.
We've been discussing it, but.
Yeah, and let me clarify a couple things. There's not a hole in the roof. The picture that I sent is water comes through the roof through, I don't know where exactly, but it then collects on our plaster ceiling, and a big chunk of the plaster ceiling has fallen in.
Okay.
And every time it rains, we get water on the upstairs floor. So I put the plastic there, put a little hole in the bottom so that it can collect water and drain into a bucket. So I don't have water on the second floor as well. Anyway, and by the way, it's raining right now, so I'll be heading upstairs shortly. Anyway, what I provided was a quote from Platinum Roofing for shingles. That is a quote for the front of the house. Last August, they did the back of the house, and that was, and I was just looking for the receipt for that, but that was around $7,300. So they've done this work before on our house. I got a realtor that we worked with years ago. That's where I got their name. And they did a fine job, and we were happy with it. And so that is a bid. What Platinum Roofing sent is a bid. The other thing that I included, I had talked with Mark from St. Louis Slate and Tile. We had them out here every couple of years to repair. And then when I asked him, just I thought I'd better get an estimate on what it would cost just to replace the slate on the front. Because I used to be an agent in Parkview. I mean, I know how this works within the neighborhood. He gave me a quote, which I don't remember now. He kind of ballparking it on the phone. And I told my wife, and her response was, let's move.
I'm sure.
It's hugely expensive, to say the least. Anyway, and I thought, well, I'll provide you with an estimate as I submit this. And I sent you the letter. His response to my request for an estimate was, they can't even fix it right now. He doesn't have the people, so he wouldn't provide an estimate. So that's kind of where I am with the people that have been maintaining this roof since we moved here in 97. You know, and there are many homes in this neighborhood that switched from slate to shingle. I don't know if they did it with approval or not, because I know a lot of things happen here. That was a frustrating part of my job as an agent. A lot of things happen here just boom, without any, and you're supposed to check on all kinds of things, and people don't necessarily do that. So I wanted to follow the rules here and go through the process. But we're kind of at a, I mean, we've been putting up with a leaky roof for months as we try to get a resolution to this. And what I really would like to do, and I've been trying to get a hold of Platinum Roofing again this afternoon, just to make sure I have something to show you. What I want to do is I want to get I don't want people to drive down the street and look up and go, oh, look at that unusual roof. I want people to just not even see it. I want it to look like, as much as I can, I want it to look like it does right now. And so we've got to deal with getting the right color and everything.
Paul, does the back half the roof, since you've had it done already?
Yes.
Wouldn't you want to be just matching the back half? And does the back half look like the front half at the moment? I'm just visually.
That's my wife said, why don't we, can't we just do the same thing on the front that we did on the back? And I put a picture with what I sent in of the back. And it's a little bit different. My wife thought that was great looking. Let's put that on. Fine. You know, I said, sure. It doesn't matter. Nobody can see it anyway. And it is, I think it's attractive. It does not look like a slate roof. And that, I told her at that point, I said, no, this needs to, we need to keep the look of the house. When we redid all of the windows in the whole house years ago, came to this committee and made sure that the windows we put in look like exactly what they did when we moved in, which were old wooden windows. You could stand on third floor, and if there's a good breeze and I stand in the middle of a room, I'd feel the breeze. So that was, we had to replace those. But I believe in maintaining the look of the property. That's been my interest in pursuing this way.
For just a moment, Ed, since there may have been some email issues earlier, I just forwarded the packet to you again.
Okay.
So that should be showing up in your inbox momentarily.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I'll get that on my computer and that way I can upload it.
Okay. It's only about three or four pages.
All right.
I need to make a comment since John brought up the packet. Paul, I was looking at your request, okay, for like that. And also I was looking at the pictures. The picture of the front of the house, which that's the area we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
The shingles look kind of what I'm going to refer to as kind of like salt and pepper. Slate just does that. It's not a consistent flat look. It has a little bit darker, medium and lighter tones to it, which is what it looks like at the moment. And you said you want to maintain the look of the house. It's what you want to maintain.
Well, there's two pictures of the roof there. One is from the street. That's what the house looks like. The second picture is what we put on the back of the house last fall, late summer, early fall. So that's
the back of the house with the asphalt shingles.
Yes.
Okay, Rob, since I don't have it in front of me, you might have a split screen. What is your opinion on what the back of the house looks like right versus the front of the house?
I mean, it's hard to tell because the picture of the front of the house is from, you know, obviously from the street, as Paul has indicated. And so it's very difficult to see the detail of the slate on the front of the house. So I don't know that we can make a sort of a determination of whether the shingles on the back approximate the look of slate or not. I think what Paul's saying is, though, he's not necessarily intending to utilize the same asphalt shingle pattern on the front, that whatever in terms
of
would be chosen to as closely approximate the look of slate
that
you can find in an asphalt shingle product. That's what I understood him to be suggesting.
Yes. Yes.
Well, in my opinion, when you start asking about that in the asphalt shingle line, you get down to picking what they refer to as architectural style shingles. Okay. I don't care what company's behind it, but that's the style. And they are a little bit thicker and heavier, and they give you a lot more color options, and they do have some weight and heft to them too. But I don't know what Platinum Roofing is basing their bid on besides asphalt shingles. I do not know the specifics. I have not seen a sample of the roofing shingle.
Yeah, I've tried to get a sample, and that is coming. I don't know when that would be. I'm more than happy to go with, and I want a very durable, solid product. That is absolutely what we need.
Well, in the interest of time, could it be, when the sample comes in, Paul can send it to me and I can send it out to the group and everybody'd say, okay, that looks fine, in lieu of having another gathering?
John, are you referring to that we accept his motion at the time and then just wait to see the actual sample, the shingle?
Yeah, and then we can just maybe, I'm not sure if it's appropriate to see, Rob, what do you think about, because I tried to call these folks today too, and I didn't hear back from them either.
So
if I send around maybe a link to what it actually is, and then you guys can respond and say, yeah, that looks good, or is that, I know it's a kind of a strange way to do things, I know, in lieu of getting another meeting together.
I'm sorry.
Just to get it clear in my mind, are we talking about the back, the rear of the roof and the front to be of the same? Or are you going to have just the front in slate and then the back in shingles?
I think he wants the front to be asphalt, but he wants the front asphalt to look more like the slate. Is that correct, Paul?
Yes, I'd like the same color.
So you'll have slate and this asphalt.
There'll be no slate.
There'll be no slate. The whole thing will be asphalt.
So yes, let me provide a little bit of background from the code perspective, because it's a little odd, and I did read. Being the token lawyer on this commission, I will say that it is unusual in that there is no restriction with respect to the roofing materials that do not face the street. And so,
yeah, that's true.
If I'm wrong, you were obviously able to replace the shingle, replace the slate on the back of the roof with asphalt shingles without coming through this commission, because the code does not require you to do so. Is that
correct?
Right?
Yep.
And so, Peter, for whatever reason, the city's code does not require our commission to weigh in on the materials used on the back of the roof because it does not face the street. Mm-hmm. We are required, however, to weigh in on the materials for the front of the house because it does face the street.
And that would include the dormers also, Rob.
Correct. And John accurately in his memo identified the right provision of the city code, which basically says we are required to review and approve a replacement. Where is it? A roofing replacement, including shingles or other roofing material, if the replacement material is of different type or color than that of the existing roof. And so because what is being proposed is a different type of roof material than what exists, we are required to review and approve. Later in the code section, which is down at 400.1880D2F, when it talks about acceptable roof materials within the Parkview District, it says roof materials should be slate, tile, copper, or asphalt shingles where the roof is visible from the street. So again, the code doesn't really care what the materials are on the portion of the roof not visible from the street, which I think is odd, but that's what our code says. So it actually provides for the possibility of asphalt shingles. I think the question becomes, there's some general sort of commentary within the code about the material sort of being congruous with the historic nature of the home and the residence and so forth around it. Hence, I think why Paul is suggesting having those shingles look as much like slate as reasonably possible so that it reflects sure. the original character of the home.
Yep.
Yeah.
That makes sense, Rob.
Yeah.
And if you give me a clear idea of, I'm not a roofer. So if there are multiple levels of shingle product available and I should have a minimum level, this architectural, let me know, because I'll make sure that's what's included in the final estimate on this. I want it to look right. Sure. I mean, that was my whole thing from the beginning. Honestly, my wife said, let's just move. I said, no.
Your intent is right, correct, Paul. I'm glad you're taking this much time and effort. All I do know is if you want to use platinum roofing, who you use for the backside roofing. I don't know anything personally about platinum roofing, so I can't accept or condone their work. But if you like them, that's your choice. Okay. But I would ask them for samples of their architectural style shingles, which are generally called 20-pound shingles, asphalt shingles, and then pick out the color and the style, how they overlap one another within what they have and what your roof looks like. Okay, so if somebody wants to go up and take a better, closer picture on how the shingles are actually overlapping one another for a slate, and if they can overlap that same thing and get to the same color, or similar colors within that. I'm sorry that the front wouldn't be like the back, but it is what it is. But I don't think architectural shingles are going to be put on that portion of the roof. You're going to do a tear off, and you might have some decking. If they can do that for $7,800, great. But I think it's going to cost more than that in the end.
And that's okay if I know what that shingle is. I mean, I just want to get this done. I mean, every time it rains, I'm going up to third floor, empty buckets.
So
I feel for you.
I'll get back to John's question about material samples. So the code says, with respect to the consideration by the commission, to reach its determination, the commission may require the submission of plans, specifications, and material samples necessary to a decision concerning the appropriateness of the proposed undertaking. So I do not believe we are required to have the applicant submit samples, but we may do so. So I think, John, to your point, I think that gives us some discretion to approve the application subject to somebody seeing material samples. I think that the commission could delegate that to our architects on the commission. I think it could delegate that to our zoning administrator. I don't know that we need to have another full meeting of this commission to.
Yeah, and that's what I was.
I agree.
Right.
Not that I don't enjoy talking to you folks, but Paul's got a hole in his roof
the rain is coming.
Yeah. You're all correct. And I'm not trying to belabor it either.
I mean, if I have enough, I mean, if it's an architectural style shingle and it's a 20-pound shingle and it looks and it passes the muster of the trustees in Parkview, is that enough for you folks to say, yeah, John, go ahead and take a peek at it and you're good. Or should I get a video, or should I get a link and send it to you guys and you come back and say, yeah, that looks good.
I think Parkview. I think if whatever's there should be, you know, whatever's going on there. Right. If that's what he has, then I think let him go with that.
Well, I think we ought to have what you call a round table. I think Parkview ought to approve it. And once Parkview, just kind of throw it around our table and we just say, yeah, that looks great, and go from there. But I don't think it needs to be held up. I think we just want to sign off on it. That's
so all. You want to do that via email, yes. Donna?
Yeah, I think, Rob, don't you think we could just do that as an email?
I mean, yes. I would defer to the commission on this. I don't know that the full commission needs to weigh in. I'd be
no, they don't.
I can just send it to you, and if or unless Helen and well, Peter, I'd like to see it.
I think you ought to send it to both myself and Peter, since Peter's an architect. There's two of us here. I think both of us, minimum, should at least see this product. I'm saying.
Okay. I'm certainly comfortable with delegating that ultimate sign off to the architects on the commission.
So am I.
I would have very little to add in terms of in determining whether that was compatible or not compatible.
Okay. Ed, what is your opinion on that?
My opinion is yes, to get him going. Okay. But I think I think we got a problem beyond where we are. He does, because he needs to get that fixed. So he doesn't have any more. Yeah. So I think he should do anything he can to get it fixed and get it fixed so he doesn't have it draining in there. Plus, he's going to have somebody blow air up in there and chisel out part of his ceiling because of the water damage there. And I'm talking about because I've been through somewhat very similar to this with the I'm on the board of directors of the Eugene Fieldhouse. And if you're not familiar, on Christmas Eve, they had a water bust up in the ceiling. And they're going through the whole thing right now on a historic home. So...
I understand it. I know where you're coming from. And today's Thursday. And Paul, did Platinum tell you when they could start this job?
No, because I had asked. I haven't seen the shingle they're suggesting. My wife and I want to look at the shingle so we're comfortable with the color. And so we got a little ways to go. And I know that they're very busy right now. That's for whatever reason, good for them. But I want to get on their docket as soon as possible. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to hold it back from you. So it sounds like to me, if you could talk to Platinum and let's say by next week, you'd at least have a color and a style. You could take a photograph with your phone, or you could physically take it over to City Hall and let John look at it, and he could send it off to both Peter and myself. And I'm sure we could have this answered for you, so we would not be, you know,
if the product has a link to something, then that's I could send that link to Peter and Donna.
We could do that too. Okay,
Rob.
Whatever works the fastest.
I have two very quick questions. So on the Platinum Roofing quote, it says back half of roof only. Is that a misprint, or is it that they're doing the entire half of the roof? In other words, but shouldn't it be front half of roof?
It should read front half. It's just the front.
Okay.
Then he's going to need to redo
that. Yeah, and I would guess that it's very likely that once we actually pick out the shingle with the right color and design and all, that estimate will probably change. And that's fine. I just want to get it done.
Yeah.
Second question, and I'm not sure, Paul, whether this is for you or John or both. Does the roof replacement require Parkview trustees or Parkview agents approval as well as ours?
Yes.
It does. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Go back.
In fact, I used to be the person on the agents committee who looked at these things years ago.
And I, again, with the historic preservation ordinances, I didn't know to what degree some of that had just been delegated entirely to the commission as opposed to remaining with the agents, but you need to get both their approvals. That's fine. I just wanted to make sure I understood the process you're going through. Thank you.
Well, John, I think we could make a proposal tonight saying that we approve it as long as, number one, the letter could restate that it's the front half of the roof, and that also we would just be getting a copy of the color style of the shingle itself, okay? I didn't include everything. I kind of, sorry. I just kind of shrunk that down. Do you have anything, Peter, to add to that?
No, I'm fine with that. That's a workable plan.
Okay. Good. Robert, since you're the attorney, and I'm going to let you state this as the motion for us to vote on it.
Yeah, and John, I guess I would suggest, I'm not sure that we need a corrected quote because...
Oh, we don't? Okay.
That's, we only have jurisdiction to weigh in on the replacement of the roof on the front. Sure. So...
That's fine. I was just trying to cover it since you brought it to my attention.
I just wanted to make sure I understood what we were looking at.
No problem.
I think that what you're looking for is a motion to approve the application for roofing replacement pursuant to section 400.1870A5 of the city code, provided that the applicant submits information regarding a material sample to the architects on the commission for their review and subsequent approval.
Yeah. I second that.
As well as submitting it to Parkview trustees or agents as required.
I second that motion. Any other questions, concerns? Mm-hmm. Peter, Helen, Ed?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Shall we take a vote, John?
Sounds good.
You got motion.
Okay. Yep. Everyone that agrees, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Okay.
Helen?
So that has passed.
Okay.
Okay, Paul, it's up to you and Platinum Roofing. Get us that color and style, and we look forward to it.
Okay. Sorry, thank you.
Have a hole in your roof. Okay.
Yes. And a happy wife.
Thank you, Paul. I'll be in touch and let me know when you get everything too. I don't contact you first. So
don't feel too bad, Paul. I did see yesterday that somebody has half of a magnolia tree on the roof over in Parkview. Anyway, it's high up. I'm not saying there's a hole. I'm just saying it's there. Okay. So
Okay.
Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Paul. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
John, could I just ask you one quick question? I know that Alita Klein is not here tonight, but Monday night, the council was supposed to vote on the Dierberg store to be built up here in phase one of the
opening. Yeah, that was, and they approved the development plan for that quite some time ago. So that was just a chapter 100 issue, I believe. One which I'm not very familiar with. That was a John Mulligan thing.
So was it approved or was?
I think it was. I believe it was just the first reading. If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, the first reading.
You're correct, because our council, one of our councilmen for Ward 2, is down in the basement watching the news, and I believe he said it was the first reading.
Yeah, I thought it was the first reading. So it'll be the second and third reading, presumably on the May 8th City Council agenda.
Okay, May 8th. Okay. Just curious.
Like I said, they've already got approval to build the thing. So.
Okay, good. You know how you city is. You hear scuttlebutt about people who get all up in arms about things. And
oh, yes.
Really?
I was just curious.
Really?
But and also the at the corner of Old Bonham and Del Mar, they built that building, but no name has shown up on it. What is that supposed to be now?
It's supposed to be
urgent care, right?
I'm sorry, Rob.
I thought it was urgent care there.
Yeah, a total access urgent care. Yeah, that's right. And I don't know what they do. That thing was there before I even started at the city.
Okay.
So I don't know why they went all the trouble with the bid, getting everything the way it is right now, and then nothing.
No one knows.
I'll try to find out.
Just curious. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have to grab my councilman and go meet our friends.
You do that, Helen.
You have a lovely wedding, Donna.
Well, I'm only going up for a bridal shower. The wedding isn't until June, okay?
Bye.
But thank you. Okay. Well, all of you have a great weekend. Welcome, Peter, to the the commission.
We do have one more thing to take care of, Donna.
Sorry.
And Peter, you are Donna's replacement on the commission. We didn't have an election of officers necessarily, but Rob's kind of been the chair in waiting, I guess would be the best way to put it. I don't know.
Right. And he was voted in. Okay.
Oh, you were voted in. Okay, cool. Okay. All right.
Yeah, he's vice chair.
Congratulations, Rob.
Thank you.
Just what you've always wanted.
I've always wanted. That's right.
Yes.
Update my resume right now.
Yeah.
Well, and John, I'll still look at that sample with Peter. And
I'll send it to both you guys. Yeah.
That'll be great. So,
Peter, thank you for attending on short notice. And thank you, Rob and Ed and Donna as well for attending on short notice. I was trying to squeeze the meeting in between things around my schedule because I'm leaving town here in a couple of weeks as well. But more specifically, trying to get Paul's roof fixed before it rains too much more.
Okay. Yeah, I think we'll achieve that. Yeah.
Yeah. All righty.
Any other
questions or anything?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Thank you. I mean,
Ed, you're all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine. Okay.
Great. Well, thank you all for jumping on, and I will talk to you all soon.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. Thanks. Good night. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night, Peter. Donna, have a safe trip to Rhode Island.
I hope so. These days with the travel, with air traffic controllers and delayed flights, I can just hardly wait.
Yes, we're going up to Maine here in a couple of weeks ourselves. So.
Okay. Yeah, we're flying into Boston because there's no direct flights from St. Louis to Providence. So flying to Boston and driving down. But for the wedding, we're actually driving back east for the wedding. A little bit more to take, and because every time you have to